Goodies. The shiur this evening should be L'Nishmas Israel ben Yitzchak, whose neshama should have an aliyah in Gan Eden Shamayla. In this week's parsha, which is Parshas Balak, so we have many, many different psukim. We're talking about random different types of topics and ideas. Our drashos based on the brachos and the klalos of Bilam, and one of them is in Perek Chaf Gimel Pasuk Chaf Dalet, where the pasuk says Lo Yishkav Ad Ye'achel Taraf, that the line doesn't go down until it eats. And Rashi there makes a comment: Hein Am Kalavi Yakum Karbis Nasei Lo Yishkav Ad Ye'achel Taraf Adam Chal Lim Yishte Kore Es Shema Amitaso Umafkid Rucha Biyad Hamakom. That this is a reference. The idea of the lion going down to sleep is a reference to Kriya Shema Lamita, which then gives us permission to say anything we'd like for the next half hour about Kriya Shema Lamita. There is a lot to say. There's actually an entire sefer on Kriya Shema Lamita, which is called Shachav Ka'ari, based on this pasuk. It's a very thick sefer. It's quite impressive. Anything you want to know about Kriya Shema Lamita, and it breaks up into Sephardim and Ashkenazim, and has a whole everything you want to know about it. So we'll quote some things from there, but everything we're going to say here tonight is pretty much found in Shulchan Aruch. No great chidushim, but I have a sense, without taking a poll or being in anyone's home when they go to sleep, that I feel like Kriya Shema Lamita is something that people are not necessarily so strong in. It's easy to forget about it, to not do it well, to skip things, because you're tired, it's time to go to bed. So that's what it's for. So perhaps in this evening we can be mechazik in our own reciting and being careful in Kriya Shema Lamita. It is a Gemara in Brachos, as most things are, and Daf Dalet Amud Beis, Amar Rav Yishuv ben Levi. Even though a person has said Shema and Shul, mitzvah lekrosa al mitaso, it is a mitzvah to read it before he goes to bed. Amar Rav Yosi, my kara rigzu v'al tachto imru b'vavchem al mishkavchem v'domu sela. So the pasuk says, referencing this idea of that a person shouldn't sin, and then he's going to say something in their hearts, and then he's going to lie down. That this is a reference, as Rashi says, these are all. This pasuk is referring to Kriya Shema. As Rashi there says, "Imru b'vavcha, amru mashakasa v'lavavcha, al mishkavchem shenamar b'shachbecha." You'll say it when you lie down, v'domu, and then you'll be quiet because you will fall asleep, as Rashi interprets over here. And this is brought l'halacha by the Ram Hilchos Tefila Perek Zayin and the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Lamed Tes, the very end of the second chelik of the Mishnah Berurah. See the Rambam over here, Vakari Parsha Rishonim, Kriya Shema Vayashan. You read the first Parsha, and then a person will go to sleep. We'll have to discuss how many Parshios momentarily. The Gemara in Brachos on the top of the next page says, Amar of Nachman im Tamil Chacham, who, if the person is a Tamil Chacham, Ein Sarach Amar, he doesn't have to say it. If your person is a Tamil Chacham, you can skip Kriya Shema Amita. Maybe that's why people are lax. Abaye, Amar Abaye, Af Tamil Chacham, Ibaile, even a Tamil Chacham needs to say it. Lameimar, Chab Sukkah, he has to say something. You have to need some sort of pasuk before you go to bed. Why? To be discussed. To rachme, because you need some sort of mercy. Kigon biyadach afkid ruchi b'diso si Hashem kalemes. You can say some pasuk in order to dive into Hashem before going to bed. Good. So Rashi says over there in Tam Chachamu shuragil mishinaso lachzor al yusaso tamid dai b'kach. Because a Tam Chacham is always reviewing his learning. Chazim mishnayis. Doing something, always making sure he's talking and learning, and therefore he doesn't need anything special since he's already in the mindset of talking and learning, which seems to indicate that the reason why we say it is to have some sort of divrei Torah before going to bed. That is up for debate. Good. The Magen Avraham in Reish Lamed Tes Beis, so he discusses whether Kriya Shema Lamita is to say Torah or Shema before sleeping, or whether it's an act of Shmira, meaning it'll be kind of an Indian of Talmud Torah before we go to bed, or is because we need some sort of protection by saying Shema. We have this idea that saying Shema is a form of protection. I don't want to say a skula, but this idea of remembering Yichud Hashem, that Hashem runs the world, is a thing that can focus a person, which will give him a closer hashkacha from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's actually a fantastic comment from the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, or the Miyuchas of the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, at the end of this week's Parsha. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu was stumped. He didn't know what to do when the people were sitting in front of him, in front of the Machaneh. So the Targum Yonasan says that Moshe was the kas, he was angry, and therefore he said Shema. So we learn from here that apparently if a person is angry, you should say Shema. Why? Because when a person is angry, Why does a person, the Gemara says, if a person has kas, it's as if they're oved avodah zarah. When a person is angry, it's because they forget that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. So you should say Shema, because it will focus you and realize that, hey, you're not in charge. There's a God. And therefore, that's why, says the Targum Yonasan of Uziel, a person is angry, you should say Shema, because that will focus you on Yichud Hashem and bring a greater connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, says the Magen Avraham, Mashmek to Birchas HaMapil Yomar Achar Shema. The implication is that Shema should be said before saying HaMapil. We're not going to discuss HaMapil this evening. V'chein Iker K'nizkar Le'el. Mesudar Lashon HaTur V'Shulchan Aruch Mashma to Achar Shema Yomar HaMapil. But the implication of the Tur in the Shulchan Aruch is that after you say Shema, then you should say HaMapil. V'Achar Yomar Yosh B'Seser and everything else. V'tzarech Lomar to Tama Mishum to Shema Yevshar Mishum to Shema, we say because of Shmira. We don't say because of Shmira. Rak Mishum to Alfina Mikru Emros Bilvavchem. That we need to say Shema because we need to say Divrei Torah. This is going to be a nachmina. What do you say first? Shema or Hamapil? If it's because of Divrei Torah, so say Shema first. And because there are other extenuating circumstances that affect the halachos of saying Hamapil, so get the Divrei Torah out of the way. You'll say Hamapil and then you go to bed. That's the proper way to do it. Shlo yehefsek bein bracha l'sheina. Aval yoshe b'seisar v'einachtavi mishum shmira lo havi hefsek. That is also for shmira. It's not a hefsek. Aval ha-ramam perek zayin v'hagos maimon v'svar lei. Shagam shma omer ba'achrona. No, shma should be said the last thing you do. And hamapil should be said first. V'chein kasav ha-radah b'shem rabbeinu hai d'svar lei d'gam shma havi mishum shmira. If kriyat shma al-mita is a din in shmira of protection, then it should be the last thing you say, because the protection should be the last thing you have before you go to bed, right? If you're going, you should close the capsule before, you know, impending doom. That's the last thing you should do before you put yourself in a dangerous situation. So that would be the nafkamina regarding whether it's for Shmira or whether it's for Divrei Torah. Which order would you say it's in? Okay? It could appear, based on the comment of Rashi, right? What did Rashi say? That by a Talmid Chacham, it implies that it's for Divrei Torah, not for Shmira, right? That's what Rashi said. So Rashi is clearly in the camp of Divrei Torah, not because there's some sort of protection when you say Shema. The Eliyahu Rabin, Reish Lamites here says, "Bashakos of the Torah Svelei d'Shema ein omrim mishum Shmira rak shemitzvah lomar Divrei Torah kodem shena lo duck." It's incorrect that it's not for Shmira. D'mavur b'shas. And the Rif and the Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah Sham Dinu Maschav Amar Ran Chol Poskim to whom Yishum Shmira. So the Rabbi says it is for Shmira, and many other Rishonim also hold that there's no bracha for Kriya Shema Lamita, which we'll discuss later on. Why? Because it's a Shmira. You don't say a bracha when you do something to protect yourself. You say a bracha on a mitzvah, not because, you know, you're getting a side benefit. And therefore, if it's for the sake of Shmira, that's why there's no special bracha of bracha on Kriya Shema al Hamita.
So why is there a bracha on Tefillas Derech?
Why is there a bracha? No, Tefillas Derech is a bracha. It's not a bracha on Tefillas Derech. That's why there's no, we'll get to, this is a klal gadol, that we don't make brachos on brachos. We don't make brachos on other mitzvahs that are brachos. Okay? The Meiri, so let's get now to the Meiri. So the Meiri says in Brachos Hamad Aleph, the Talmud Chacham Enu Tzarech Soraso Mishmarso. The Talmud Chacham doesn't need to say it because his Torah is his Shmira. So the Meiri does interprets the Gemara differently than Rashi. Rashi says he doesn't need to say it because he has Torah. The Meiri says he doesn't need to say it because his being a Talmud Chacham already gives him a greater hashkacha from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore he doesn't need an extra shmira. The Or Zaruah in Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin says, "V'hada Amri Parakam the Talmud Chacham in Sarach Kros Kriya Shema Amitaso Desaraso Mishmaraso Hainu B'Makom Tahara B'Toch Shehu Osek B'Torah." Because he is involved in Torah, Einam Rishayim LaHaziko. He's not unable to be harmed. Aval Hacha Mari B'Makom Hatinofu Sheinu Rishayim LaHarher B'Devei Torah Hilkach Tzarech Shimur. So he knows that the Gemara later in Nedavim Abay says that a Talmud Chacham doesn't need Shmira in general. So if a Talmud Chacham doesn't need Shmira in general, so Why doesn't, why, I mean, the question is why not? So his answer is that he always has Shmira because he can learn Torah. But in a place where it's dirty, says the Or HaZeruah, where he can't recite every Torah, so then he needs an extra Shmira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then finally, Tshuva.
So he can't daven in a place where it's dirty.
What?
I think normally can't daven in a place where it's dirty. So he, but here he says,
he says, therefore he needs an extra shmir from Kadosh Baruch, meaning he needs Hashem to help him out. He can't say anything, but he needs like an extra hand from Hashem. He doesn't say anything. Okay, says the Tshuvas of the Rashbash and Sumakufa and Dalad. Alma Datam de Kriyashmu Kadesha Yashan Mitoch Divrei Torah Inami Lahagin Alav. So he brings both. So we have a machlokas, is it for Shmir, is it for Divrei Torah? The Nafkamina is really only in where you would say within Hamapil, but that's an important machlokas that we should know about. Okay, let's return back to a moment of why is there no bracha on Kriya Shema al Hamita. Well, the Rush in Brachos, in the first piece in Brachos, says that according to Rav Amram Gon, there is a bracha of Kriya Shema al Hamita. Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Kedushan Tzar Sivanu, al Kriya Shema. So no one here says that. There are actually a bunch of different girsos regarding what the bracha should be. And he says that this is only in a case where you have not yet said Kriya Shema in the evening. If you already said Kriya Shema, because you davened after Maariv, and you davened after Tzeis, and you said Shema properly at night, so then this additional recitation of Shema is only like a din derabanan, not like a real mitzvah. But if a person davened and said Shema before Tzeis HaKochavim, and therefore, when you say Kriya Shema Lamita, that's going to be your Torah commandment of saying Shema at night. So if Amram Gon would say, according to the Rush, you make a bracha because you're fulfilling a mitzvah here of saying Shema at night. However, the Meiri and the Sefer HaMichtam note that this is not the sheet of the Rishonim, and we don't make brachos on Kriya Shema Alamita, and making such a bracha would be a bracha of Atala, so don't try it at home. The Rashbat says that Kriya Shema doesn't need a bracha, and therefore there's no reason for it. On the other hand, the Tashbates and Simon Reish Samach says in the name of the Maram, the reason you don't make a bracha is because you fulfilled the mitzvah when you said Shema after Plag HaMincha. Okay? And the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, in the first Tosfos and Brachos, is that you can fulfill the mitzvah of Shema after Plag HaMincha. We don't pass on like that Shita, but you, according to Rabbeinu Tam. So if you follow Rabbeinu Tam, and you cited Shema earlier before Tzeis HaKochavim, so now when you get to Kriya Shema Lamita, so then you wouldn't say a bracha. But according to this Risho, and according to Tash Bates, there is an inyan of making a bracha on Kriya Shema al Hamita.
Doesn't Rashi in that Mishnah also seem to suggest that the Marv, the Shema of Marv, is also for Kriya Shema al Hamita?
No, the Lehefet, no, isn't the Rashi there? The Rashi says that the Kriya Shema al Hamita is fulfilling the Shema of Marv. Isn't it the other way around? I think the other way around, that the Kriya Shema Lamita is filling the Shema of Maariv. Okay? However, the Orach Chaim and Kriya Shema Lamita, so Simon Aleph, says that Rav Amram Gon would even say the Baruch of Kriya Shema Lamita, even if it was a Din Darabanan, which is a tremendous Kiddush. Meaning, even if Kriya Shema Lamita is a rabbinic law, he still says that you would make such a bracha. So, what are the reasons why you don't make a bracha in Kriya Shema Lamita? I counted 5 reasons. So, one reason is that Tosus Nechulim Kafeim Ar Aleph says it's only for Shmira, and therefore, there's no bracha on Shmir. That's why there's no bracha on Mayim Achronim. Right? Mayim Achronim, we make a bracha on Mayim Rishonim before we eat bread. But how come there's no bracha on Mayim Achronim? Because Mayim Achronim is for Shmira, so we don't blind ourselves with the salt of stone. So, since it's only for Shmira, there's no bracha on Mayim Achronim. The Tshuvas HaGaonim, the Shari Tshuvas Simon and Zayin says that Kriya Shema Lamita is Rishus. It's optional. So this means that it doesn't mean that it's optional. What it means is that not everyone has to say it, because the Talmud Chacham doesn't have to say it. And therefore, since it's not a mitzvah that's applicable to everyone at all times, therefore, no bracha, they didn't enact a bracha along with it. The Prima Gadim in Reish Lamedtes here says that the bracha in Kriya Shema Lamita was Birchas HaTorah in the morning. Since Kriya Shema Lamita is an inyan of Talmud Torah, when you made Birchas HaTorah this morning, that was covering the Kriya Shema Lamita later that evening. Okay? That's according to Prima Gadim. The Aruch HaShulchan says that Hamapil is the bracha for Kriya Shema Lamita. And then finally, the Yaskil Avdi, writes in his Chela Gimel Beis that the Shema is actually the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem. And Yichud Hashem, as the Sefer HaChinuch points out, is one of the six mitzvos tmidios, the mitzvos that go for every single second of the day. And we don't make brachos on the mitzvos tmidios because that means you just make a bracha every single second. And since Shema is just the mitzvah of knowing that there's only one God and that Hashem is one, so there's no bracha on that. And therefore, no bracha on Kriya Shema Alamita. Okay, what's the deal with Talmidei Chachamim? So the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch don't put in the halacha that a Talmid Chacham skips Kriya Shema. So that would mean that if a person fancies himself to be a Talmid Chacham, so then you would still have to say Kriya Shema. And that would probably be because the Gemara Bracha Samachon Beis says, HaNichnas LeYashan Almitaso, Omer, Mishma Yisrael Ad Vahayam Shamoa V'Omer Baruch HaMapiel. And because the Gemara doesn't qualify this and say the Talmud Chacham, so clearly we don't pass them like that Shita that says that the Talmud Chacham doesn't say Kriya Shema. There are three fantastic reasons given why a Talmud Chacham might be exempt from it. So the Pesach Dvir writes in Sifkat and Dalet that nowadays, so Talmidei Chachamim have tzaros and many, many difficulties, and they can't concentrate on their learning. And therefore, they may not be constantly learning in their heads before going to sleep. And since they are not always, maybe not learning on the level as they were in the previous generations, therefore that's one reason why Talmidei Chachamim should say Shema nowadays, because...
When did he write this?
Pesach Zvir probably lived about 200 years ago. So, I guess Kal Vachomer...
Before the internet.
So Rav Chaim Kanievsky has a perush on Masachas Brachos on Shas called Siach Hasada. So he writes over here, V'ulai lamda mi brachos ches on veiz amalei rava lo b'nei lo signu b'lo kriyat shema u'banav hayu tamil lecham k'desh k'chan. He says in the Gemara in Brachos that Rava told his sons they shouldn't go to sleep without saying Shema. And therefore, we know based on many places that the sons of Rava, Rav Yosef bar Rava and Rav Misharshe were all tamil lechachamim. And therefore, Rava is paskening that even Talmidei Chachamim say Kriya Shema Amita. And now an amazing insight from the Netziv. The Netziv wrote on his own, meaning outside of his yeshiva, wrote his shuvos, the Meishiv Davar. He wrote his perish on the Shiltos, and he wrote a perish on the Sifri, Emek HaNetziv. But his perish on Chumash was simply based on the shirim he gave in Chumash class in Volozhin. And his perish and shas, the Merome Sada, are based in his shirim that he gave in Volozhin. So when the Nesiv taught this Gemara in the Merome Sada, there on Brachos, he says that Talmidei Chachamim avoid going to sleep, and therefore the halacha is not relevant to them. Meaning, a real Talmid Chacham should be a person who's always avoiding going to sleep. He has no point to go to sleep. A Talmid Chacham is trying to save 24 hours and never wants to go to sleep. And therefore, they're not shayach to say Kriya Shema Amita, because it's not in their mindset to say Kriya Shema Amita. But if the Talmid Chacham decides that now it's time to go to sleep, so then he should say Kriya Shema Amita. That's what the Gemara was referring to. Now, which parshios of Kriya Shema Amita do we say? I have students, and we learn the halachas of Kriya Shema Amita. They always tell me they have this fancy Kriya Shema card, leather bound, maybe, whatever it may be. And in it, they'll tell me that they only have the first parsha of Shema. Or they only have the first two parshas of Shema. And it's very unclear why they would print such a thing, based on what we are about to learn. So the Gemara in Brachos Samach Amud Beis says, not on the sheet, but when you go to sleep, you should say, it is on the sheet actually, he says you should say, Mishma Yisrael Ad V'Hayam Shemoa. So the Rif, Rashi, Tosos and Brachos Tav Beis say that it's sufficient to recite the first paragraph of Shema. That is enough for Kriya Shema Amita. And this is brought by the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Lama Tess Aleph, that the first paragraph of Shema is sufficient because that's what the Gemara says. So what's there to argue about that? Okay? However, if you daven Ma'ariv for Tesach HaKochavim, like we just did, so then Kriya Shema Amita, you should say all three parshas. Okay? Very clear. The Rush in Perek Tess in Os Chof Gimel cites Rabbeinu Chananel, says that you should recite V'Hayayim Shemoa as well. And the Rush explains that the Gir Sarvin Chananel says to read Shema and Vahayam Shemoa. Not from Shema to Vahayam Shemoa, but Shema and Vahayam Shemoa. It could also simply be that this is one application of the famous idea of Ad V'Lo Ad or Ad V'Ad. The Gemara says ad vayam shema. So the Rebbeinu Chanan could just mean shema and including vahaya im shema. The Torah starts with Rebbeinu Chananel, and he says that this was the minhag of the Rush, his father, to recite the first two paragraphs of shema. The Maharshal has comments on the Torah. And the Maharshal's comments on the Torah, so he said to Rebbeinu Yonah in the Sefer HaYira. Sefer HaYira is one of the small books of Musar that Rebbeinu Yonah wrote, who says that you should recite all three parshas of Shema. Why? Because if Shema is a Shmira, and we know that we want to have Shmira for all of our 248 limbs, right? As we know, we repeat Hashem Elokeichem Emes, or Kel Melech Ne'eman when you're alone, right? So we can equal the 245, can go up to 248, and correspond to the 248 limbs. So if you want a Shmira from Kriyat Shema, shouldn't you say all three parshos so that you can, all of your limbs should get Shmira? You just don't want like the first 50 limbs getting Shmira. You want all of the limbs getting Shmira. This is what the Maharshal cites in the Rebbeinu Yonah. And Rebbeinu Yonah says, "Ba'mi beis hatfil ve'igiyaz man shchiva yikra kriya shma kula sheish ba remach tevos laharchich kol mazik meremach avarim shabo." This is brought by the Prisha in the name of the Maharshal as well, and it's cited by the Magen Avraham and the name of Rebbeinu Yucham, and it's also the sheet of the Arizal and the Shar Kavanos. And this is certainly the popular opinion amongst Hasidim, Ashkenazim, Misnagdim. The minhag is, or it should be, by the Ashkenazim, to say all three parshas of Kriyat Shema. Which, why I'm very confused, if someone's trying to sell a book to say for Kriyat Shema Amita, why just not put all three parshas in so you can cover all your bases? Why would you just publish the first two? It seems like a very silly business model. The Aruch HaShulchan and the Siddur Avodas Yisrael of Rosh Hashanah Gantri, they say the minhag is on the right one. But I don't think that's the minhag. I think that people who are careful about saying Kriyat Shema Amita say all three. In the Perish of Yehuda ben Yakar, one of the Rishonim who wrote a Perish on the Siddur, so he says that before you say all three parshios, you should begin with Kel Melech Ne'aman. This is not brought, this is the first time it's brought in the Rishonim, that when you say Kriyat Shema Amita, you should say Kel Melech Ne'aman before. Baruch Shem Kamachu Soleil Boed, in order to have all the 248 words, and this is brought by the Mishnah Berurah to say before Shema. Now, what that would mean is, if a person only says the first paragraph or the first two paragraphs, there's no point to say Kel Melech Ne'aman. Only if you subscribe to the theory of 248 should you say Kel Melech Ne'aman. But if you only recite the first paragraph, then I don't know why you're saying it, because you're not accomplishing anything. On the other hand, the Kaf HaChaim brings the Rashash and the Arizal who say that you should repeat Hashem Elokeichem Emes at the end of Kriyat Shema Amita. That is what Sfardim do. In Rav Avad Yosef Siddur, the Chazon of Avadja, he says that you repeat Hashem Elokeichem Emes and you don't say Kel Melech Ne'aman. Ashkenazim do say Kel Melech Ne'aman. The last thing we need to discuss is lying down. Okay? The last issue is lying down. So the Beis Yosef cited over here in Reish Lamates says, "Beperakam de brachos, haba yode de lefum mai de mashma medivrei Rabbi Yonah de hechad leka tircha lo yikra kriyashma shumota al tzedo." So he cites Rabbi Yonah in brachos who says that if it's not a tircha, you should recite kriyashma in general, meaning all kriyashmas should be said while lying down. Okay, this is the shita of Rabbi Yonah. And he says that al mitaso isn't literal. It means that it's close to or near the time when you go to sleep. Doesn't mean you have to say it on your bed. But, sorry, I just messed up Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says, if it's not a tircha, you should not recite tircha while kriya shema while lying down. If you're very tired, so you can recite kriya shema while lying down. But if you're not so tired, so try to say kriya shema while sitting up. And when the Gemara says al mitaso, it means that at the time when you go to your bed, not actually, you should say Shema while lying down. He then says that it appears from the Rashi and Brachos and the Rambam and Kriya Shema and the Torah that lichatchila you can recite it while lying down. And this means al mitaso is literal. That's the two shitas in the Beis Yosef. Either al mitaso is literal on your bed or just suggesting the time in which you go to bed. And the Shulchan Aruch and Sam Hakimah Alv says that regular Kriya Shema can be said while lying down. In Shul, you're tired, you want to lie down, so you can say Kriya Shema. According to the Shulchan Aruch, it's fine. The Ramah follows Rabbeinu Yonah that it should not be done unless it's tremendous tircha. Unless like you're so, so tired that you have to lie down, but only in that case should you lie down. The Magen Avram So the Magen Avraham says, "Hanidafka b'kriya shma shalchova." Now that's only regarding the kriya shma in which you have to say. But if you already recited kriya shma in the proper zman, says the Magen Avraham, so then it's not a shalchova. Then you can do whatever you want. If you recited kriya shma properly, you recited it once in the morning, once at night, and now you're saying kriya shma amita. So then, do whatever you want. You don't. It's a shmira. It's not a chova to say kriya shma, says the Magen Avraham. The Yushalmi and Brachos in the first parak says that Rav Zeira kari v'chazer v'kari adj to mishka v'shenasa. He would continue reciting shma over and over again until he fell asleep. He probably wasn't doing that while he was sitting up. He probably was doing that while lying down, says the Magen Avraham. The Yerabah in the next source, Reishlam Tazayin, cites the Magen Avraham, but he says that the Ramah is very clear that it should not be done while lying down, even if it's not a chova. Try to say Shema while sitting up. The Chayadam in Lamed Hey Alev says, Balayla kishaholich lishkav tzarech likros kriya shema lepachos parsha rishona. V'yishkorin kol gama parshos. You should read all three. L'chadchila yikra osa yosheva omeid. Says the Chayadam, you can do it lying down or you can do it sitting up. And if you're doing it lying down, turn on to your side. Don't do it on your back for other reasons. Okay. The Rokeach in Simon Shin Chav Zayin says, Paraktan omota al tseido lo yikra kriyashma. You should not do it while you're lying down, regardless of the chiyuv, against the Magen Avraham. And then Pumagadim here in Reish Lamites Hey, in Reish Lamites Sif Katan Hey says, he questions the proof of the Magen Avraham through Yerushalmi. So what did the Yerushalmi say? That Rav Zeira would always say it, would continuously say it until he fell asleep. So the Magen Avraham says that Rabbeinu Yonah would agree that the first time Rav Zeira said Shema while sitting, and then afterwards he lied down. That's what he did. He didn't start saying Kriya Shema lying down. He said it the first time sitting up properly, and then after the first time it didn't work, he needs instead of counting sheep, so he said Kriya Shema while lying down. That's what happened in that case.
And then he didn't have to finish?
Well, no,
he already said it once.
He said it once, and he just so, until he dozed so off he dozed in the middle. Off. So that was fine. In the Nesif Katan Vav, he says, he defends the Magen Avraham, and he says that according to Rabbeinu Yonah, Rav Zeira should have recited the Rei Torah before falling asleep, and not Kriya Shema. And the Shar HaTzion, here, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'nei Das HaMagen Avraham LaHakel, Apilu Kishu Shochiv Ama'at Al Tzedo V'zeh Pikpek Alav V'Pirim Megadim, by the Pirim Megadim argues. And then the Shar HaTzion says, that Mikra Din, there's no problem lying down for Kriya Shema Lamita, but it's better to say it's standing or sitting. So Mikra Din, if a person is tired, they want to lie down, fine, but if you want to be really firm in your Kriya Shema Amita, to say it sitting or while standing, and not while lying down. And then he says in Sifkat Mir Aleph, that if you repeat Shema over and over again, so then there's no inyan to sit up, because then what is the point of you repeating it over and over again? You're not going to fall asleep if you're sitting up. Okay? So those are the shitos regarding sitting up and lying down. The Elia Rabbah adds, Reisi B'tash Beitz Katan, Simen Reish Samach Zeh, L'shonu Sh'omer HaMapil Chavle Shena, U'B'Kavamide Al-Kan, Rishonu V'Achorim Lo Hizkum Zeh. He cites the Tash Beitz, who says that HaMapil should be said while standing. I don't think anybody does that. The Elia Rabbah says nobody does that, and therefore we don't have to be machin about this. The Be'er Heitev says, V'Arizal Daito Dafka Me'uma. The Arizal would, in the Shara Kavonos, would only say Kriya Shema Amita while standing. And the Yisod V'Shara Shavoda writes that Kriya Shema Amita should be said while standing, but it's okay to sit, and it should not be said while lying down. And the Kaf HaChaim says that the Mekubalim would say it while standing. Halach L'maisa, we say at least sitting or standing the first time, and if you want us to repeat it afterwards, then the person is certainly allowed to lie down.
Okay. Yeah.